Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm here in the studio with Garland Kennedy, Sentinel Sports editor and reporter extraordinaire. It's a busy time of the year for those sort of warm weather sports, right? And track season. Things went pretty well, from what I understand, for the Sitka track team last weekend.
Right. They ran in the Region 5 races in Juneau, and Sitka's boys and girls both came home with a first-place finish among D2 Division II schools in Southeast by a fairly wide margin. Sitka's girls scored 248 points, whereas Haynes in second only had 91 points.
Wow.
On the boys' side, a similar story. 322 points for Sitka. Haynes in second with 110.
Are margins like that typical? And that's a pretty strong lead.
That's a very strong lead. I would not necessarily call that typical. What is a bit more typical is the fact the Sitka Wolves performed very well on the track. They have had a consistently good team for quite a while now, and they really showed it at that regional meet.
So, Garland, who were some of the standouts on the track field last weekend? Who are people talking about?
Well, it's a team sport, but we had some really solid individual performances, especially from Sitka senior Caleb Hutton, recently graduated, who set a new Sitka High record in the 100-meter dash at 11.37 seconds, which is just a sneeze faster than the previous 2016 record of 11.50 seconds. He got first in the event. Really capable sprinter.
You'd also mentioned Silas Demmert earlier. Can you talk a little bit about how he performed out there?
Another Sitka senior and a name folks know if they follow track or, for that matter, cross country in Sitka. Silas took first place in the 3,200-meter or 2-mile event in 9 minutes and 44 seconds. That is a sub-10-minute 2-mile. And yes, the splits are then sub-5-minute miles, back-to-back. In this regional meet, you had Division I, Division II schools. Sitka is Division II, so running against smaller schools like Haynes. But even in competition, when you compare the times of Sitka runners to D1 runners, Juneau, Thunder Mountain, Sitka did very well. So Silas Demmert's first place finish in the 3,200 and the 1,600 still puts him ahead of Division I runners, regardless of that classification. And on the girls' side, Clara Mullen, just a sophomore, an underclassman, was the fastest in the meet in both the 800 and 1,600, even when compared to D1 athletes. She took first in the 800 in only 2 minutes and 18 seconds, first in the 16 in 5 minutes and 16 seconds. So really, really capable.
They wrapped up that meet last weekend, and already they're back on the road this weekend. They're competing in the state competition, right?
They're up north in Anchorage at this moment for that state those state races.
Moving on to another Sitka event that happened last weekend, the Julie Hughes Triathlon. Can you talk a little bit about how that shook out?
Saturday marked the 39th running of the Julie Hughes. It's been run every year, including 2020, since 1985, though 2020 was a greatly reduced event. And this year, though formal records for the course are not kept, I heard that from the event organizer, Kevin Knox, Zach Martins, only 13 years old, not only won the race, but quite possibly set a new course record. He won in 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 49 seconds. And if you're not familiar with this race, it includes a 5-mile run, it includes a 14-mile bike ride, and a 1,000-yard swim. And Martins is a Baranoff Barracuda swimmer, and he's one of the best on that team. And it really showed. He was 12 minutes ahead of the second-place finishers.
Wow. That's a big lead. And what's the typical time? What's the average time for running in the Julie Hughes Triathlon?
Oh, well above an hour and a half, getting into the 140s. The second place time was run by a relay. So three folks, Lauren Bell, Maury Hackett, Jenny Klaika, who took second in 1 hour, 37:29 seconds, and named their team the Seriously Sweaty Sirens.
That's great. I love the alliteration.
It's a good team name.
Any other noteworthy performances for the Julie Hughes Triathlon you'd like to mention?
Well, if Martins is the 13-year-old who outdid all the grown-ups by a wide margin, coming in 13th out of 17 long course teams were some older athletes. Bill Hughes, the father of Julie Hughes, who Julie died in 1985. Mm-hmm. So Bill Hughes, Dean Orbison, and Charles Horan, who took 13th in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 45 seconds.
Wow.
Still capable athletes, despite, well, Bill is 81.
And what about the younger category, the 12 and under?
The title for the short course went to Jake Peterson in 35 minutes and 21 seconds.
Wow. We'll talk more about races in a minute, but let's switch gears to baseball. There was recently a series in town, right? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Juno Douglas flew in over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, and they played the Sitka Wolves in the final regular season baseball series of the season. The teams are currently both in Juno now for the state tournament, and I'm sorry, for the regional tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And Sitka lost overall in the three-game series 1-2. Sitka won the first game in a nail-biter, 14-13, that went to 11 p.m. on Friday.
Wow. That sounds long for a high school baseball game, I think.
Exhausting. But Sitka did lose that game in the end. Despite that, Grady Smith, a Sitka junior, hit a home run over the fence, and he batted in 7 of Sitka's 13 runs overall through that game on only 3 hits. So really impressive performance coming out of Grady for that. In the second game, Saturday morning, Juno kind of turned up the heat, and they scored a 12-4 win against Sitka. Sitka's pitching was not quite where it needed to be. Coach Kenny Carley described it as a Bermuda Triangle
wow.
In front of Juno's batters for his pitchers. They just couldn't throw strikes, and that really reflected in the score.
So it was a bit of an upset for Sitka, it sounds like.
It was. Sitka's team has a really good record this season for baseball, and what maybe wasn't quite what they were looking for, but in Game 3, so also Saturday, Sitka pulled out a real clutch win, 4-3, and the game was even right until the last inning when Tanner Steinson stepped up to make a pinch hit at his coach's request. There were 2 outs on the board already. The game was nearly, was right on that razor's edge. And he made solid contact with the ball. He scored a run that put Sitka ahead and gave the team that win that they really needed.
And more coming with baseball, potentially. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But let's talk softball, because we are recording this conversation right now on Thursday afternoon. By the time our listeners are hearing this conversation on Friday morning, one of the games in the regional softball tournament will already have happened. But right now, while we're talking, it hasn't happened yet.
That's right. Sitka plays Ketchikan Thursday evening at Muller Field. The Region 5 tournament is here in Sitka. I do not know the results yet, but listeners, I think you probably will. But the tournament is continuing at Muller into the weekend, into Saturday. So watch out for those games. And then the state-level baseball tournament will also be in Sitka on the turf at Muller the first week of June.
So school's wrapping up, but some of these sports are continuing into the summer, and then more sporting events coming up later this summer as well. I know you'll be participating in the Alpine Adventure Run, right?
Yeah, it's a real Sitka classic. I will be in the race. We'll see how I do. We're up to 100 runners this year, so that's a historic
wow.
high, and I hope the snow is melted off the course by July. There's still a good bit up there.
Well, I know you're usually talking to our news director, Robert Woolsey, about sports, but I appreciate the opportunity to get a chance to pinch hit for Rob today and talk to you about what's happening. And looking forward to hearing how those regional tournaments shake out this weekend and how the baseball season goes into the summer.
There's going to be some exciting baseball and softball this weekend to keep an eye on. And that state tournament, again, is going to be in Sitka, so you can watch in person.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for joining me, Garland.
Thanks, Catherine.